You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get a real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Welcome back, Wig Hackers, to another fun-filled episode with me, your host, Daniel Coy. Well, still in quarantine, so much content is being made. I can't even begin to discuss the content. So with this podcast, I want to talk about my favorite parts of the job. You know, you have to have something to like work towards, wake up for, you know, and I've, you know, I am completely single. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I have to take things that I do in my life and really love them, put them all in it, 100%, go in, you know, that's me. So I love my job. I mean, if I didn't, why would I be doing it? So I really do. From creating different hairstyles for different people for different events, from just, you know, cutting someone's hair. I mean, and it's endless. But I really want to go into a little bit more how my job can helps me get through the days. You know, there was a kind of saying, you know, you're good as your last job. You know, if you're in the gigging world, it's kind of true. You're only as good as your last job because that was your last job. So I enjoy doing hair for TV, film, and theater, the Broadway, all for a different reason. Each one has a different reason. Each one, pros and cons. Like I said, everything. You can get something good out of everything. And if you can't, then I think you're a negative person and you should go take some happy juice. I don't even know what that is. But like, for me, the best parts of my job are when I can, you know, see that final product. You know, we're working, gosh, so many hours and just not knowing, you know, seeing on this little monitor, okay, fine, I can, you know, it's like smaller than an iPhone and you're trying to be like, oh, is it right? I can't tell, is the hair correct? And then, you know, it finally airs or it comes out in the theater and you're kind of like, oh my gosh, look at it. It came together. And then if you're me, you're always like, oh, they used that take, the one I didn't go and check the hair on. But I really enjoy seeing the whole thing come together because there's so many other departments that come and you're working together with and the relationships that you've made. And like, you know, when you just see it all comes together, you're like, oh, well, I was there when that happened, or I was hiding behind this door, or, you know. So I really am trying to really just let you know that you got to make sure that you love your job, you know, like, my other favorite parts are, I use a lot of product. I get to use a lot of product. I have a great relationship with product companies. So that's really fun to do that. I do really love the creating part, like with wigs and stuff like that. I really love creating them, like designing them, figuring out what hair color they should be, talking to the actor, and then talking to production, and like, you know, where the actor wants one thing and it, okay, go take care of it. And then I go and I have to go deal with the production company. And then I have to then go source the hair and color the hair, make the wig, copy the hairline, you know. So that's really fun. Just seeing that all come together where it's just like, look, it's a bundle of hair and it's some lace. And there you go. And then, you know, then it's on screen or if it's on stage and it's just this like gorgeous wig that, you know, only you know it's a wig. I really do. I really enjoy that. I love when you put the wig on and it just like transforms them. And it just like makes them like completely different of who they are. I love it. I like that. I like that a lot. I like using my hands a lot. I love like seeing what the hair wants to do, like when I'm creating something. I used to try to plan, like, I want the wave to go here and this and that. Well, hair don't work like that. So I've gotten used to now seeing what the hair wants to do and then conforming to that. That's really, and then learning how to manipulate the hair and like, you know, you put the roller off base or on base or, you know, and you're just creating, you know, you're just putting it together and, well, where's this pin going to go? Because you can't see it because I don't want it to, you know, flicked in the lights. And oh my, ugh. I was watching a show and it's just like, they used a pop clip. Guys, come on. A pop clip? In this day and age, you can't find another way to hide that. A pop clip. Pop clip. Sorry. So that's why it's a little hard for me to watch other shows. I will not lie to you because all I do is look at the hair. Another favorite part of my job is the family we create. Every show becomes its own little family from, you know, theater, which is like, ooh, you spend these 5 hours, well, in the beginning process, if you're, you know, running the show and you're like teching the show and you're putting it up and you're creating the show and staging it, you're there for hours and hours and hours and hours, you know, it's called 10 out of 12. So you're there 10 hours out of the 12 hours. On stage, it's great. And then you really get to bond with people there. And then once the show is up and running, opening night happens, and you're just like this whole big happy family, you know, and it's up, wait for the reviews to come out, find out it's a shit show, and then you go on, and then you just keep running the show, and then it becomes like old hat, so you can have a little bit more fun, and like it's really family, you know. You see people on the street. I remember swinging. What show was I doing? I forget what show I was on. I think it was on Patti LuPone Gypsy, and I was walking down the street, and like the cast of Spring Awakening was walking down the street because it was between shows, and like, hey, what's up? Oh, it's just so much fun, you know. And you're just like, oh wow, they actually do. Actors really do know who you are. So that's like for theater, that's like one of my favorite things to really get that up and running. For film, I mean, it's even closer, because you are with your actors like first thing. They're waking out, literally, they're basically rolling out of bed, getting into the car service and coming to set. And surprise, good morning, it's me. And then you're there all day long, poking and prodding at their head. And if it's a ponytail, watch out, Miss Ariel. the last show, she had a ponytail for basically the whole show. She was down, her hair was down maybe 3 times in the whole entire show. So that's, 10 episodes? So it was in a, like, and then, a ponytail, and then this side would be down, and then there'd be another side would be down, and what side is better, and never again. Mm-mm, nope. And then in the last episode, it's like hair back, nothing down. I'm like, yes, it looks beautiful. So I like that. I really do. The creating something that you're gonna have to recreate again and again and again and again. That's been like my favorite part of doing TV and film. Film is a little bit more creative. When I did Hock Socks, that was... we also didn't really have a budget, so we had to really work within our means and pull as many strings as we can. When I say, whew, thank you, Manic Panic. Yep, big plug right now. Manic Panic, thank you. Like, we just created so many different things, from making people younger, you know, by bringing their hairlines down like 4 inches because they're a little balding. And then from wigs and like, no, you can't just have someone go up with that hair. So you cut it up and, you know, just make it happen. Where in the normal, you know, if there's time, you would like design it. You would sit down, you'd have a camera test, you would test things out and all this. Not this one. We just kind of just went with it, you know, over the weekend. Jude came in on Friday and Monday he was on set being, you know, 20 years younger. And we're like, make those little wiggies. I'm like, okay, making the eyelashes. But it worked great. And just, I mean, that's just so much fun for me, you know, going through my bags of tricks and just like bringing things to see, like, you never know what you're going to need, you know, like from photo shoots. I mean, photo shoots is a whole different ball of wax because you can literally go any which way you want to from, and I mean, unless there's like a concept board and there's a team and stuff like that. But normally hair and makeup kind of get the good end of the stick, where you can kind of get really creative and like really push some of the looks that you want to do. So yeah, these are some of my favorite parts of the job. Yeah, I really like it a lot. So thanks so much for listening. If you have any comments, you know, let me know. Send me a DM or hit me up on Facebook or social media. Aren't we all just sitting around right now? Sorry, this is during the pandemic, so if you're listening to it at a later time. But yeah, let me know. I'd love to hear what you think about it. And see you on the flip side, and make sure you always do your hair, because I'm always watching. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Wig Hackers. Have an idea or a question you'd like me to answer? Feel free to reach out on any of my social media platforms at Daniel Coy Official on Instagram or on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you and hope to inspire you. Don't forget to share and rate me, and do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.